This is Sat Only version of Sai Center, August 4, 2024, Guru Purnima celebration.
I'm reminded of a dream to show you that I'm nobody and I don't know anything. And it's just that was my destiny to sit here and hear you guys give me good news that I'm clueless, and this dream will show it. In 2007, I was not well. I was at Lake Tahoe. It was Guru Purnima morning, early in the morning. I had a dream of Baba. This scene was like this. I was in one of the homes that I swim in front of. It's right on the lake every day. I was the owner of that home. I was in the kitchen washing dishes, and the kitchen window was facing the Lake Tahoe, and the house was about 30 feet from the water. As I'm washing the dishes, I see Baba on his back, laying like this. His hair, the water had brought his hair everywhere. It was very, very real, with his robe on. And I said, oh my gosh, Baba, you love Lake Tahoe too. And then I watched Baba going under without moving. Very gently, he starts sinking. And I thought, well, that's okay, his head is still up. And the head went down, and I just flew from the window into the water. I don't even know how I got there to bring him up. And he wasn't there. His rope was there with a pile of vibhuti. Now, I remember when I was folding his rope, I said, Baba, this is a big responsibility. You need to help me. And then I was also, my son, older son came and he wanted to have the rope. I said, no. let's package the vibhutis. It was just tons of vibhuti. So what I'm trying to say is the source of grace is only one with a different form and different calling. My calling happened to change into this, and your calling is manifesting so beautifully in another form, in another way. But ultimately what is really beautiful is that we found each other by having sent to each other. I was sent to you, you were sent to me. But it's all God's grace. It's all Baba's work, inner work for all of us. So as much as I enjoy everybody's sharing about this journey that I was on it, I also have to say that I'm clueless, but I'm happy clueless, and that is the truth. So thank you, Baba, for allowing us years after years to come together in this beautiful place with sincerity and devotion and celebrate Guru Purnima and all the other stuff.